Be'ezras Hashem, we have reached audio number 1,000 in the Zechleines of the Rebbe group. Baruch Shechayonu, V'kimanu, V'giyonu, L'zman Hazeh. On this occasion, we also express a gratitude to a few individuals who have urged to establish this group and to all the Chaverim in our Zechleines groups over the course of the past 6 years, when the first group was created on the 12th of Tishrei, Tov Shin Ayin Ches, late 2017. Regarding the number 1,000, we find in the Rebbe's Torah that this signifies concepts which reflect unique spiritual matters to the extent of infinite. Firstly, as it is reflected in time, the Rebbe explains in Hesicha on Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha, Tov Shin Dalet Mem, late 1983, based on the Ramban, that although the 6,000 years of the creation represent the six attributes, the Midas, the Sviras, corresponding individually to each 1,000 years, a millennium, nevertheless, every millennium consists of events which reflect more than one attribute, as, for example, Chesed and Gvura, which are opposites, and both of them took place, and expressions of both of these midas took place in the same 1,000 years. In Esicha, which the Rebbe gave on Shabbos Parsha Neach, Tov Shin Yud Zayin, late 1956, the Rebbe quotes from Yeshaya, chapter 60, verse 22, Hakotn Yiyel Elef, the smallest as in tribe or family shall be a thousandfold. The Rebbe begins the explanation with a reference to Likutateira Ligimo Parsius, Shemaimorim from the Alter Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek, in explaining a quote from our sages, based on a pasuk which is in Keheles, what my soul sought further, I did not find. One man from 1,000 I have found. According to the way of the world, 1,000 people entered to study Mikra, and 100 of them emerged to study Mishnah, 10 of them emerged to study Talmud, and one of them emerges to issue rulings. Goes into Halacha. That is what is written, one man from 1,000 I have found. So the Rebbe explains, what does it mean that the smallest shall be a thousandfold, that it does not literally mean only 1,000, but it refers to many, such as it can be much more than 1,000, until the extreme, quote-unquote, many, which is also included in the number 1,000, since it is a number which expresses the ultimate number. The Rebbe explains, as is known in the series of letters from the Aleph Beis, that after the single unit, single digits, which are from 1 to 9, come the numbers above 10, which are double digits, from 10 to 90, and then from 100 to 400, plus the end letters, which are mansepach, mem has a closed mem, the nun has a long nun, likewise the tzaddik, the pei, and the langachof. So that is in the numbers from 500 to 900. And after this begins a new series from the letter aleph, which means one. And it also signifies the 1,000, 2,000, and on. Which means that from the Aleph from 1,000, that is the ultimate number. Likewise, in the Sfiris and the attributes, Malchus is in the single units, Ze'er Anpin, which are the attributes that are higher than Malchus. So it is from the tens, the double digits, till the attribute of Keser, which is 1,000. And since the Keser in the lowest world is from the Sfiras HaMalchus of the higher world, therefore we see how also the lower worlds and levels consist of the highest spiritual spheres, that everything is connected together. Likewise, the small should become 1,000-fold regarding the number of students, which this number, 1,000, includes the greatest number to the extent which is a level higher than number. And this is what the Rebbe explains, that when we say HaKotn Yiyeh Le'elef, that this means not literally the number Aleph, but basically something that's infinite. Likewise, the Rebbe explains with this the Medrash we mentioned earlier, that one of them emerges to issue rulings. One might may derive the halacha neither from a statement nor from an incident where one saw a ruling issued in a certain manner, unless the sages explicitly tell him it is the practical halacha. That's where a person should derive halacha, from seeing it in a practical sense. So the Rebbe says, this is what we see by halacha. On one hand, it is something which is practical, comes down the Maaseh B'Peil, and together with that, who is the one that has this potential to issue the verdict, to issue halacha, is, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Avaye Imei V'Halacha Kameisei, that Hashem is with him, which means that halacha is ruled in accordance with his opinion in every area of halacha. So this shows how dafke, the level which is halacha, which is the practical sense in this physical world, the practical expression of Teda, this is based that because Hashem is with him, Havaya Ime, therefore the halacha is like that Dayan. On another occasion, the 11th of Nisan, Tavshin Dalet Mem, 1984, the Rebbe explains that the number 1,000, it contains 2 points. Number one, 1,000 single units. Number two, letter Aleph, which means that it returns back to the beginning, to the Aleph. Aleph and Aleph are spelled the same way. The Rebbe cites an example from the conclusion of the Gemara Tainis. It says over there in the Gemara, in the future, in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange a dance of the Tzadikim. There will be a circle. What is a circle? So the Rebbe continues, it has no end. In this physical world, we can't picture something which is infinite. But in a circle, when one begins at a certain point of a circle, and he gets through the entire circle up to the point where he began, he continues a second time. It doesn't stop, just continues, which shows the point of infinite. Likewise, when one reaches the number 1,000, he begins again from Aleph, which means one and first. An additional insight on the number 1,000, in a Sikha of the Rebbe on Shavuos Tovshin Nun 1990, the Rebbe notes that by the outstart of the sequence of numbers till it gets to 1,000, the ultimate intention and goal is Achdus, unity, as known that the number 1,000, which is Aleph, Aleph, is connected also with Aleph as letter Aleph, which means the one, the beginning of the Aleph base.